This is Megan Barth with you on this Friday from ReaganBaby.com. This is my third day here this week, so I hope you all are tuning in because I know Wayne has got one of the most fantastic audiences. We have gotten so many calls this week, Tuesday, yesterday, and hopefully today. So we're on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. So call me up, 702-546-4790, 702-546-4790. And we're going to make this a free-for-all Friday like we did a couple weeks ago. And it's also going to be a flashback Friday. So a free-for-all Friday basically means for new listeners that if I'm not hitting a topic that you want to talk about, because there has been a lot of breaking news and important news this week that you're just not going to find in the mainstream media. You can go over on CNN.com, you can go on the New York Times, you can go on CBS, ABC, and they're talking about a bunch of nothing. And what we need to start talking about is the truth and what is really going on in this country. And at ReaganBaby.com, I say, when they can't see the light, make them feel the heat, just like Ronald Reagan said. And what that means is the heat is the truth. We're going to need the truth to break through the elaborate lies surrounding all of the scandals related to Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, and in fact, this administration. So I'm glad you're joining me on this Friday. I am so proud to be living in this battle-born state. And many of you that live in and around the Las Vegas area, this might not be your Friday. It's my Friday. But we have a hospitality industry here, so there might be some people just driving into work, and there might be some truck drivers just driving through, keeping commerce going. So wherever you are in your day, I hope you're having a great Friday, and make it a great Friday. Because by the end of this program, you are going to be armed with more of the truth, which is something that we need in order to cleanse ourselves of these lies. And you know, it was Lord Tennyson that said, "A lie which is a half-truth is ever the blackest of lies." And oh, black lies matter. Black lies do matter. Especially when it comes to the ice queen herself, Hillary Clinton. Wayne will be back in this seat on Monday, and he's out on the road promoting his new book, Angry White Male. So he's always bringing the fight to the left, much like Donald Trump is now, and that's why they're so afraid. Make no mistake about it, folks. The left is trembling in their boots and their pantsuits. Why? Because they're pulling the old handy-dandy race card again, that old race card canard, because they don't want to speak the truth. They don't want to take any accountability for their actions or their policies, which has decimated this economy, decimated communities, specifically of color. And so what Hillary Clinton does, instead of talk to the press, because you and I both know, when was the last time she talked to the press? Let's see. Oh, it was December 4th, 2015, when she had her last formal press conference. Well, a lot of news and a lot of scandals have broken since December 4th, 2015. And so in Flashback Friday, we're going to take you through just some of the history. And we don't have to go way far back. We just have to use the words and the actions of the left against them. My grandfather told me, if you don't know where you're coming, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. And so we need to look at the words and the actions of the leftists, of the fascists, of those like Hillary Clinton and her ilk who want to shut down free speech, who have colluded with the press in order to make their talking points reality. I mean, my God. It was George Orwell who said, in the times of universal deceit, the truth will be a revolutionary act. And the truth is going to be this election's revolution. And so I will arm you with the truth. And you can't pick the facts. You can pick your feelings. You can pick your opinions. But you can't pick the facts. You can disagree with me. And I hope you do. Because we need more dialogue on what's going on in this country. Especially on this great talk station. 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And you can always call 702-546-4790. So I don't know if you've heard the latest breaking scandalous news. I mean, it's so hard to keep up. If you saw my prep work, and I'll take a picture of it and I'm going to tweet it. And you can follow me on Twitter at Reagan_baby. You can check me out on Facebook on my Reagan Baby fan page. And we're going to try to kind of keep this social media thing going while I've got the mic. But the latest scandal is Benghazi. Now, there's going to be those progressives out there that want to tell us that, oh, Benghazi is old news. Well, it would have been old news if Hillary Clinton turned over her emails. And it would have been old news if maybe Hillary Clinton didn't have her own private server that was secret. Remember, the only reason we found out about her secret, private, unsecured server was because of the Benghazi committee. They stumbled upon it. And so outside of her shredding and destroying 33,000 emails, the FBI found 15,000. It was James Comey that even said the FBI couldn't retrieve all of the emails from her server because it had been wiped clean. And no, not with a cloth. She specifically chose a computer program called BleachBit in order to destroy any traces and all evidence. Now, I want to hear from some progressives out there. And oh, by the way, find a safe space. Because the truth isn't mean, it's truth. And someone's going to have to answer for it. So I want to know from progressives, who out there believes that in 4 years, Hillary Clinton, as a Secretary of State, would never once touch, see, transmit, or receive confidential information? I mean, isn't that part of her job? I mean, we actually know it's part of her job because if we just look at the new emails that were leaked regarding the Clinton Foundation that they found, she must have had, Uma had security clearance, right? So if she wasn't touching classified information, why would Uma Abedin have security clearance? Why would Uma Abedin be carrying around burned materials in India, leaving them in cars, leaving them on beds, just classified material everywhere? In an unsecure location, as well as on an unsecure server. But we found out that the Prince of Bahrain needed to get a hold of Hillary Clinton. He was really anxious to get a hold of Hillary Clinton. And he was going through all these SOS, Secretary of State channels to try to get a hold of her. Well, that didn't work. So he just made one phone call to like Uma Abedin or Doug Band of the Clinton Foundation. And pledged to give Hillary Clinton $32 million. And voila, like the magic lamp and Aladdin, the doors opened and the Prince of Bahrain and Hillary Clinton are meeting face to face. And in this transaction, there was an arms deal. Now, I would think that a Secretary of State would have to have security clearance if she was sending over $630 million worth of direct commercial arms sales to the Salamans military forces. I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, that would make sense to me. And oh, by the way, I thought we weren't supposed to meddle in elections, but these arms were specifically going to Bahrain because of the to violently suppress the Arab Spring. Well, the American public was told by many, many, many Democrats and progressives that the Arab Spring was, this is what democracy looks like. Oh, isn't it great? Yeah, we have a Libya now that was overthrown. I mean, Gaddafi at the time was basically sleeping in a tent with a bunch of prostitutes and didn't even have any weapons. He was basically neutered. Thank you, Ronald Reagan. And then she decided to, Benghazi wasn't enough. Let's overthrow Egypt and hand over the reins to the Muslim Brotherhood, a terrorist organization who Uma Abedin and her parents have ties to. Now, why would you have a right-hand girl, this Muslim mole attached to your hip, who has security clearance, who has been proven to have ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and a Muslim journal that promotes Sharia law? Isn't Sharia law great? Oh, Sharia law is so great. Yeah, those followers of Sharia law, they just throw gays off buildings. Women can't drive. Under Sharia law, a male can take a 9-year-old bride and consummate their relationship. And this is what Huma was basically championing, because that's what Sharia law is. I'm not making this up. This is what the law is. So Sharia law cannot coexist with our Constitution, and lies cannot coexist with the truth. And what was just dropped today is that Benghazi story I was mentioning. Yeah, that's not going away. Because guess what? In the 15,000 emails, more Benghazi documents. And we're going to cover that right after this break. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com filling in for War Wayne Allen Root. I'm going to see you on the other side. Give me a call on 790 Talk Rocks. Talk now, talk that rocks. Call me at 702-546-4790. 702-546-4790.
At night we ride the mansions of glory and suicide.
Hi, I'm Eric
Cartman.
And I'm Gary McNamara.
We host
Sunday
Radio 790 Talk Now. Freedom of speech is not free. The talk that rocks relies on advertising dollars to keep free speech alive and well.
For more information on how you can advertise on 790 Talk Now, call 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. And ask for Debbie.
Where free speech lives, 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Friend, fan, supporter, subscriber of Kip Herridge. Kip Herridge of VRA. It doesn't get any better than those three letters. Or I should say those six letters, VRA and KIP. Kip Herridge is the man behind VRA, the Vertical Research Advisory, the number one stock newsletter in the country. I always talk about Kip and the fact that in the last 2 years, his subscribers have made over 2,000% profits following the advice of the VRA. Over 2,000%, to be exact, over 2,300%. And he's crushed Wall Street every year since 2003. Every year. And now you can too. In just two stocks since January of this year, his subscribers have gains of 1,150%. That means they turned $10,000 into more than $110,000. It's all because of the VRA trading system created and invented by Kip Herridge. 100% by Kip. It tells us the market's next direction, the sectors that will be red hot, and most importantly, the exact ETFs, exchange-traded funds, and stocks to purchase before they skyrocket. That's the key word, before they skyrocket. That's what you get from VRA. He's not Goldman Sachs. He's not Merrill Lynch. You don't send him your money. He's not a stock firm. He's just a newsletter that gives you advice on how to trade stocks and ETFs, when to buy, when to sell short, and when to take profits. And man, does Kip know how to take profits, whether it's bull markets or bear markets. He's winning for you. Go to VRAletter.com. That's VRAletter, L-E-T-T-E-R.com. You'll see some of the amazing testimonials, plus Kip's market predictions going all the way back to 2003. That's VRAletter.com. Make sure and use discount code VRAGOLD to save an incredible 75%. That's VRAletter.com. Discount code VRAGOLD.
Most investors are like sheep. They buy the same things, stocks, bonds, real estate, the dollar. Like sheep, though, they usually get sheared. But only the super wealthy know about rare color diamonds. Rare color diamonds are the world's most unique hard asset. These are not the kind of diamonds you buy in a jewelry store. Those aren't rare. That's why the average American loses money almost every time they buy a diamond. But rare color diamonds have an amazing track record. According to Sotheby's, rare color diamonds have appreciated about 10 to 15% per year since record keeping began in the mid-1970s. That's five decades. That's why rich people get richer. It's time for you to do what the rich do. Now, for the first time, thediamondmarket.com has made it possible for everyone to buy rare color diamonds. Now, average Americans can do exactly what the wealthy do. Get your free special report plus a $1,000 off certificate. Check it out. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Call now, 877-432-6291, 877-432-6291, or the Diamond Market.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Life Benefits, life-benefits.com, life-benefits.com. And I've got something you're really going to love. It's a system with five amazing benefits for your money, your financial future, and your family. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Five. Number one, it lets you get guaranteed growth on your money. Really good stuff. Number two, profit share with hugely successful companies that have been in business for over a century. Fantastic. Number three, participate in tax-free dividends. I love that term, tax-free. Number four, leverage money anytime without penalties. Leverage money, that means small amount of money is working for you, and yet it's producing a big amount of money. Number five, create a legacy for your children. Who doesn't want to do that? I have four kids. Any one of those would be great. But this system gives you all five. Now, it's been around for a long time. Some people call it the best form of investment. Others say it's the best way to hedge against inflation. Still others say it's the sweetheart of the tax code. The truth of the matter is it's an asset because that's what the Supreme Court ruled all the way back in 1911. I'd be crazy to try and explain it all in a couple of minutes. We just don't have the time to explain it in detail, but I don't have to because Dr. Tom McPhee is an expert in setting up this kind of system. He happens to be a local Las Vegan. He's a great guy. I've been at his house, his beautiful giant home in Henderson. I've met his eight homeschooled children who all work in the business, and he's giving away his book completely free to the first 25 people that call his office. If you're calling after hours, just leave a message. The number is 702-660-7000, 702-660-7000. Call quickly, because if you're one of the first 25, he'll send you the book for free. 702-660-7000 or go to life-benefits.com and tell him Wayne Allyn Root sent you.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And this is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. While Wayne is on the road fighting the institutional left like he always does, doing a book tour, Angry White Male is his latest book. He's developing two reality shows in Vegas. His show is going to 3 hours after Labor Day, so you're going to catch this show from 3 to 6 every day Pacific time, not 4 to 6. So because of your support and your calls, he is just blowing up here in Vegas. And on 790, talk now, talk that rocks. You can blow up my phones, too, because this is Free For All Friday, which means we've done this once before. We're doing this once again. Free For All Friday, if I'm not covering a topic that you guys want to talk about, I want you to call in if you want to comment about a topic. If you want to tell me where the greatest steakhouse is in this town, I'd really appreciate that, too. So call in at 702-546-4790, 702-546-4790. So before we went to break, we were talking about Benghazi. And it's interesting to watch all of the narratives change on Benghazi and what was said and what wasn't said and what was done and what difference does it make, right? Isn't that what Hillary Clinton said? See, the left wants this story to go away because it is such a stain on American history. For the first time in military history, we left men behind. And if no one's seen 13 Hours, I suggest you do. When Hillary Clinton took the stage to give a eulogy, I watched that day because I wanted to see what she said. And I wanted to write it down and I wanted to record it. And I did. You can find an article called Black Lives Matter, Yet the Ice Queen Cometh on ReaganBaby.com. And within that article, you're going to find the video. And we're actually going to have the clip and cut of that video so we can use her words against her when it comes to Benghazi. But you know, this Benghazi scandal, this Benghazi horror, maybe would have been, I don't know, much easier to swallow if she hadn't lied in front of four flag-draped caskets, if she hadn't lied to the Gold Star families of Benghazi, if she hadn't lied to the Benghazi committee, and if she hadn't tried to destroy the emails that were just found and released by the FBI, 15,000 of them, and within them, there's Benghazi emails. So it's not the vast right-wing, vast alt-right, whatever conspiracy that is not making Benghazi go away. It's Hillary's lies that keep Benghazi in the news. And according to the Gateway Pundit and published by Judicial Watch, this is in breaking news today, Judicial Watch today announced that a federal court has ordered the State Department to review newly found Clinton emails and turn over responsive records by September 13th. Folks, mark your calendars. September 13th. And in two other Freedom of Information Act lawsuits, the State Department is scheduled to release additional emails from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's non-state.gov email system, which is her private email system, which was not secure. So all these emails going back and forth on Benghazi were over an unsecured server. Isn't that interesting? Hey, Gary, I just looked up and we got a call on line one. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Megan. I just want to say two things first. Okay, she's trying to throw a red herring out there that we call Trumpsters are racist and stuff. She's in a lot of trouble. But Queen Elizabeth of England, she made a donation. It was reported in the mainstream media to the victims of the earthquake in Italy. And I was just wondering, this is a foundation that she has to help people and causes. Why aren't they smart enough to get it on the mainstream media? Oh, yeah, we cut some big checks for those poor people and the flood victims of Louisiana. I haven't heard anything in the media about what the Clinton Foundation. What the heck do they do over there at the Clinton Foundation if they don't help people and victims out?
Well, again, no one really knows what the Clintons have done with their money because it's an elaborate web, the Clinton Foundation. We do know that, according to records, the Clinton Foundation, since the year 2000, since its inception, has raised $2 billion.
Right.
We know that 56 people outside the government that met with Hillary Clinton after they promised donations to the Clinton Foundation that totaled $156 million, one being from the King of Bahrain, one being from a Russian oligarch, which was given mining rights in Kazakhstan after a $31 million donation to the Clinton Foundation. We know where the money's coming from, but we really don't know where the money's going. But we do know where the money's not going. We know that the money's not going to Louisiana, and we know the money's not going to the inner cities, and we know that the money is not going to help our friends here that are struggling under the progressive weight and the expansion of government from Barack Obama, the massive entitlements that have been created because of an open borders system, et cetera.
She doesn't sound like she's playing with too smart of people, because you would think that would be a perfect public relations ploy and at least do that much and get it out there, you know?
Well, Gary, maybe if you make a donation.
I have one more thing.
All right, go ahead. I said, Gary, maybe if you make a donation to the Clinton Foundation, you can have a job.
Right. all right, so my name is Gary Johnson, not the candidate. I'm Gary Johnson, and I want to know where I stand legally. I'm going to make T-shirts that say, vote for Gary Johnson. It says on the front, make Mexico great again. And it has a map, and it shows Mexico with all the parts of Mexico that used to be a long time ago, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, Nevada, and you have a wall around it. It says, make Mexico great again, and on the back says, vote for Gary Johnson. Can I get sued if I sell these shirts?
You can't get sued because it's not like you're trademarking them or using his imagery. I mean, you can make whatever shirts you want, so go to
I
it.
Know, because my name is Gary Johnson.
Well, there
so
you go.
I can say anything I want. I could say, make T-shirts that says, Gary Johnson smokes way too much pot, if I want to, right?
Well, you gotta, you're crossing, well, you know, and he probably wouldn't argue with you, so go right ahead. But thanks for your call, Gary Johnson. I appreciate it. So we had to take that call, and I'm so glad we did, because Gary's called before and he always has these interesting takes on things, so I appreciate that. But we're gonna have an interesting take on Benghazi with a Hillary clip when we come back on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks. Call me 702-546-4790, 702-546-4790.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You always hear me endorsing sexy products, products that can make you a fortune. Well, now I'm endorsing the least sexy product on earth, janitorial and paper goods supplies. These products aren't sexy, but everyone needs them. And everyone needs BT Supplies West. My great friend Steven built his tiny business into a multi-million dollar East Coast industry leader. Now he's opened BT Supplies West right here in Vegas to provide every businessman and woman in Vegas with options. The best price by far, the best customer service by far. They guarantee double-digit savings for your business, any business, large or small. They supply them all. BT Supplies West is brand new in town, and already they've landed the accounts at most of the billion-dollar strip resort casinos. The biggest brand names in the Vegas casino business are now using BT Supplies West. What are you waiting for? I tried them out at all my businesses. They cut my bill dramatically. The lowest prices for the best quality products ever. BT guarantees double-digit savings, and they delivered. I'm hooked. See for yourself. Call 702-OPTIONS. That's 702-OPTIONS. 702-678-4667. Mention Wayne Allyn Root, and you'll get 10% off your first order. That's 702-OPTIONS.
Wall Street exists for one reason, to make Wall Street and their cronies wealthy. This is why you've never made any real money with your investment advisor and why you likely never will. Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I've been a leading investment expert for 31 years, demolishing Wall Street's shell game year in and year out. I founded the VRA in 2003, and it's really unlike anything else you tried before. I tell you exactly what and when to buy, and then exactly when to sell and take world-beating profits, all delivered directly to your inbox. In just the last 2 years, the VRA has booked more than 2,000% in net gains for subscribers, number one in the field, and I do it all with U.S. stocks, leveraged ETFs, and short selling, simple and powerful with life-changing returns. I am very concerned about the U.S. and global economy. I see the potential for a massive crash just around the corner, but my system ensures that you make money in good markets or bad. To join us and to save 75%, go to VRAletter.com and enter code VRAGOLD. Again, that's VRAletter.com, discount code VRAGOLD.
Hey everyone, Wayne Allyn Root for Swiss America. Another great day today. I know I sound like a broken record. Gold did fantastic again today. You should be in gold. You should be in silver. Big time. I mean, this is just incredible how well gold is doing and how well silver is doing as well. But Swiss America is about more than just gold. Do you have faith in our government to protect your savings and retirement? Can a cashless society strip you of all your financial privacy overnight? And what devastating economic changes might occur in Obama's final months? With world financial events spinning out of control, a great withdrawal is underway, which could wipe out your hard-earned savings and prohibit access to your own money. In the book, The Great Withdrawal, you'll discover a simple way to protect your hard-earned money from out-of-control government. So call Swiss America and get it free. It's Craig Smith, who literally founded Swiss America 30 years ago, turned it into one of the world's biggest precious metals companies. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, to request your free copy. Time's running out. Withdraw from the system now and take control of your own financial future. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Get the great withdrawal free. Tell them Wayne Root sent you or go to SwissAmerica.com.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And you are back with Megan Barth filling in for War, Wayne Allyn Root, while he is on the road promoting his book, Angry White Male. And he'll be back Monday in this seat, 4 to 6 o'clock. But the following week, Labor Day, he's going to 3 hours. So you got him for 3 hours. So I'm happy to be here on this Friday. Some of you are going to work. Some of you are heading home. And as I promise, every time I sit in this seat for Wayne or for Kevin Wall, that I will promise you the truth. I'll be talking about what we should be talking about, which is the truth. Not the alt-right boogeyman, but all of the elaborate lies that are just dropping like flies onto my lap. I'm happy to pick these up because I want to talk about it. Because the truth is going to be our revolution in this election. And so let's finish up with this Benghazi. I started with the Benghazi scandal before we went to the last two breaks because there's so much to talk about. But the Benghazi scandal still is alive because Hillary Clinton chooses to lie. She chooses to try to destroy evidence. She chooses to lie to Gold Star families. And yet, the FBI uncovered 15,000 emails that she thought she had deleted with a program called BleachBit, which destroys any evidence or record of it. Geez, why did she pick that one? I didn't think yoga emails were that sensitive. But within the 15,000 emails, they find emails on Benghazi. Huh, imagine that. Classified emails, I'm sure. And a federal judge has ordered the State Department to release those emails on September, is it 30th? Yeah, I'll read this. After admitting in an August 23rd court filing that it found documents that satisfied the Benghazi-related search terms of the new Clinton emails, the State Department proposed a rolling production schedule. How convenient. Let's just roll the schedule past the election date, shall we? Under which the state would make its first production of any non-exempt responsive records, blah, blah, blah. Judicial Watch then asked the court that state make known the volume of documents, and U.S. District Court Judge Amit Mehta informed the attorneys the court wants to schedule a hearing Tuesday, August 30th, and they must respond with all documents and all FOIA requests no later than September 30th. The 14,900 new Clinton emails were uncovered as a result of separate Judicial Watch litigation. And the State Department now has been ordered to have the documents on all the volume of documents reviewed and be prepared to commit to a production schedule at a further status hearing on September 23rd. So the web of Benghazi continues to unravel, much like the lies of Hillary Clinton. And you will hear one of the greatest lies Hillary Clinton ever told while standing in front of four flag-draped caskets of our ambassador and our men in Benghazi. Roll clip 13, cut 13.
This has been a difficult week for the State Department and for our country. We've seen the heavy assault on our post in Benghazi that took the lives of those brave men. We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
An awful internet video. Now, before she gave that eulogy, she had emailed Chelsea that it was a terrorist attack. So she knowingly, willingly went in front, stood in front of four flag-draped coffins and lied. And this lie was perpetuated in front of the UN, on every single Sunday news channel by Rice, Ambassador Rice. And it was parroted by Barack Hussein Obama that it was an American producer, a random American producer who, oh, by the way, was Muslim, who made fun of Muhammad. He was the cause of the Benghazi attack, not radical Islam, because remember, radical Islam are not two words that go together or that progressives put together as they continue their war on climate change instead of their war on Islamic terror. And we got our calls are blowing up. I got Pete on line one. Thanks for holding, Pete. I appreciate it.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. I'll be quick. Two things to preface what I originally called about. When Hillary Clinton blames a vast right-wing conspiracy, or now she calls it the alt-right conspiracy, whatever she means by that. There are only two ways to look at it. Either the Clintons, going back to their Arkansas days, are thoroughly, incorrigibly corrupt people, or They are absolutely the unluckiest couple in the history of mankind to be totally blamed going back 30 years for everything they've been accused of doing. The comment I called about was, I hope Donald Trump says at one of his rallies, the only reason Bill Clinton, though he is an ex-president, got money far in excess of what he could get as an ex-president to give speeches sponsored by the foreign entities is that his wife was Secretary of State. There's no other explanation for it. That's the perfect example of pay to play.
Well, and Donald Trump actually mentioned that in one of his speeches, and I'm going through my notes now, and here it is. It was actually in the speech that he gave to New Hampshire on 8/25. So what is that, just yesterday? But see, everyone's talking about everything else, so you don't hear this. So I'm glad you're on the line. So it says, Bill Clinton, here he said, and I'll start with this first paragraph. This is Donald Trump talking, okay? Hillary Clinton's chief of staff received more messages from the Clinton Foundation's chief operating officer than just about anyone else. 85 donors alone that she met with as secretary gave the foundation $156 million. On top of that, Bill Clinton's total speaking fees rose 44% while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, often raking in 44%. I mean, God, I'd love to get a job like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, right? Well, I thank you for your call, Pete. Do you have another comment? We have time. Oh, sorry, Pete. My producer, Jason, is so good. He's got trigger finger. He's like, okay, next caller. But, Pete, if you're listening, thank you for your call. Call back anytime. And we've got caller on line two by the name of Jim. Hey, Jim, it's Megan.
Yeah, hey, Megan. Just a couple things with Benghazi. What they had to lie. All right, I'll be just straight up to you. They had to lie. Because the our guys that were killed in Benghazi were actually killed by a group called Ansar al-Sharia.
Yep.
And what a lot of people don't understand is Ansar al-Sharia is al-Qaeda. They're is Libya's al-Qaeda affiliate. And Barack Obama was actually here in Las Vegas just days later, as well as all his other stump speeches. He said the same thing. We got bin Laden, and al-Qaeda's on the run. Well, it's kind of tough to say al-Qaeda's on the run when they killed our ambassador.
Well, that's exactly right, and they will never name it, just like they didn't name Boko Haram a terrorist organization.
That's it, and that's how Boko Haram at the time was al-Qaeda. Now they're ISIS.
Right.
But it's the same thing as the other part was, which was more of a point of interest thing. You know, we had a senator, I believe it was John McCain, that actually said, he was tired of hearing U.S. Air Force. Our Air Force was playing al-Qaeda's Air Force in Libya when we were assisting al-Qaeda to basically take out Colonel Gaddafi. It was Colonel Gaddafi's people that actually saved our guys in Benghazi. They're the ones that actually showed up and saved our guys, the very ones that Hillary and Obama and the rest of them were trying to take out.
That's right.
Which a lot of people just don't know that.
Well, thank you. And how do you know all that, Jim? Because, you know, I
do it for a living and I teach. And so one of the courses in college I teach is terrorism, and the military made sure I knew what I was talking about. So before
awesome.
I left it. That's one of the things I usually try to tell people. You can't just hear them. You got to listen.
That's
there's a lot of resources out there to where you can actually listen to what the bad guys say, and you'll see how different it is compared to what we're being told by especially this administration and people like Hillary. But that's one of the – I was teaching my terrorism class when Benghazi hit. The next day, I had the film footage. One other thing you might want to look up, and this is the crap that they like talking about with Cairo. CNN spiked the story about Cairo. If you remember, there was a protest in Cairo at our embassy.
Yep.
Take a look at the film. Two things you got to do. One is you got to call up, and it's a Canadian. It's real sad if you want to see what's actually going on in our country, you have to get news reports from, you know, Great Britain and from Canada.
Yep.
Because CNN and other networks will spike it here. CNN had the story. It's the blind sheik's brother was one of the organizers for the protest trying to get the blind sheik released. CNN played it in Canada, but they spiked it here in the United States because it didn't fit the narrative that this protest was for, was a protest of that YouTube video. The other thing, and if you'd actually take a look at the Cairo, the footage from Cairo, the protests there, count the flags. And one of the things that they don't point out is those flags are actually Al-Qaeda flags. The black flags the white writing on
it. Yeah, those are Al-Qaeda flags. Yeah, just like the ISIS flag.
Those are all Al-Qaeda flags. So it was Al-Qaeda is not protesting. Those people that with those flags aren't protesting some stupid video that odds are they didn't even know about. Those guys were there in reference to the blind sheik, which was also tied to an Al-Qaeda affiliate.
And how many people do you think have that information now? How many people do you think that information has fallen into as far as into the wrong hands when Hillary Clinton was obviously receiving Benghazi information over an unsecured server? We know for a fact, Jim, that her server was hacked no less than 12 times by foreign agents, two Guccifers that I know about. And we also know that she shared this information with 13 people that didn't even have security clearance.
Well, aside from not having security clearance and Sidney Blumenthal.
There you go.
You have the questionable background for Huma or whatever her name
Hamidine.
Is, the assistant who has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is, by the way, also has ties with Iran, because talking about Hamas and Hezbollah with the Muslim Brotherhood. Iran just executed a guy that, a nuclear guy a week or two ago that was actually named in one of Hillary's emails.
That's
and
right.
That got covered up by ABC, NBC, CBS, and all those channels all covered it up.
Because Hillary referred to him, the man that Iran executed, in an email that we found, she referred to him as her friend.
Yes.
And boom.
He was executed
days later. Jim, I thank you for your call. We're up against a hard break. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com, and we still got phone lines open. At the next hour, I'm going to have a lot for you regarding the truth, because there's more than just Benghazi, folks. And I'm going to be with you till 6 o'clock, so stay tuned on 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Hey everyone, Wayne Allyn for Liberty HealthShare. So, you've missed the healthcare deadline, you don't have any form of healthcare, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, visit libertyhealthshare.org. libertyhealthshare.org. And request a free estimate at libertyhealthshare.org.
Most investors are like sheep. They buy the same things, stocks, bonds, real estate, the dollar. Like sheep, though, they usually get sheared. But only the super wealthy know about rare color diamonds. Rare color diamonds are the world's most unique hard asset. These are not the kind of diamonds you buy in a jewelry store. Those aren't rare. That's why the average American loses money almost every time they buy a diamond. But rare color diamonds have an amazing track record. According to Sotheby's, rare color diamonds have appreciated about 10 to 15% per year since record-keeping began in the mid-1970s. That's five decades. That's why rich people get richer. It's time for you to do what the rich do. Now, for the first time, thediamondmarket.com has made it possible for everyone to buy rare color diamonds. Now, average Americans can do exactly what the wealthy do. Get your free special report plus a $1,000 off certificate. Check it out. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Call now, 877-432-6291, 877-432-6291, or the Diamond Market.
Hi, everyone. Wade Allyroot for Siegel Cohen Atlantis. I believe they're the number one tax law firm in America. They've handled IRS tax cases for some of the biggest celebrities in the world, people you know, people you idolize, people you'd be going gaga about if they were in the room with you right now, actors, actresses, movie stars, rock bands, politicians, and some of the biggest stars of the poker world. But more importantly, that's still only a half of 1% of their business. They've handled over 10,000 cases in front of the IRS, and most of them are average people just like you. Most of them are people who just got audited, or people who just didn't file on time, or people who are in trouble with the IRS. And Siegel Cohen Atlantis got them out of trouble. They are the greatest. One of those people is me. I wasn't in trouble. I didn't do anything wrong, but I was the biggest critic of President Obama. Next thing you know, first time in my life, I have the IRS not only knocking on my door, but coming after me like the army. The most incredible over-the-top attack you've ever seen. I believe it was absolute political persecution and targeting. Went to Siegel Cohen Atlantis, interviewed 20 firms, by the way, picked Siegel Cohen Atlantis over all of them. They handled my case. We won. 5 days later, new audit. They said to me, my gosh, never seen this in the history of America. We do not know of one case like this in history that ever won in tax court. And 5 days later, new audit. And they handled it again, and they won again. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, as in underdog. The letter U as in underdog, because that's what you are if you don't hire Siegel Cohen Atlantis against the IRS. 1-800-934-3578, or go to website sctaxlaw.com, as in Siegel Cohen Atlantis, sctaxlaw.com.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Las Vegas, happy Friday. This is Megan Barth sitting in for Wayne Allyroot, War. And we go to war here on AM 790, Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And we go to war against the institutional left, the progressives. So if any progressives are listening right now, grab yourself a safe space. And make sure those safe spaces have what? Isn't the trend today now on college campuses? You got a Play-Doh and coloring books. What kind of generation of kids are we raising here? When free speech is now just a place on campus instead of allowed on campus, thank God the University of Chicago, and I don't know if you saw this headline or not, but I caught it this morning, that the University of Chicago just basically said, hey, kids, in our four walls here, yeah, we don't believe in trigger warnings. So you can take your trigger warnings and you can basically, in the old adage, stick it where the sun don't shine, because freedom of expression, freedom of speech, different ideas and opinions are going to be allowed on this campus. I thought that was the best news I had heard all day. Finally, someone in a university, and University of Chicago has a very long, rich history, brilliant, brilliant minds come out of University of Chicago, and some not so brilliant. But I was happy to see finally that not everyone's going to get a trophy or a safe space. And so speaking of safe spaces, Hillary Clinton can't find a safe space from the truth. And that's why on ReaganBaby.com and on this mic, and no matter where I interview, I'm always armed with the truth. and I want to speak the truth, and I want to write about the truth. So the truth is actually the greatest weapon in our arsenal as Americans, not as Republicans, not as Democrats, not as independents, not as libertarians, as a people, as a civilized people. The truth is our greatest weapon in our arsenal. And so we've been talking about a lot of truth that Hillary Clinton has avoided. She's avoided the press since December 4th, 2015. I mean, hey, look, why should she have to have a press conference? I mean, the 70-year-old woman who's obviously sick might forget what she told the press in her last press conference, or what she has said to a variety of reporters if she's not roping them up at a 4th of July parade so they can't get near her. Remember that? This is how much Hillary Clinton loves the press. She actually put ropes around them like cattle in a rodeo in order for them to stay back and away from her. God, can you imagine the transparency coming out of a Hillary Clinton presidency? Especially with Uma Abedin as her chief of staff, who just goes around the world at Hillary's side and carelessly leaves top secret information on hotel beds and in passenger cars in India, and top secret documents that are supposed to be burned. And I don't know if you know what burn bags are, but that came out the other day, and I had to look that up. And where's the piece here? Burn bags, yes. Uma. Hillary used burn bags to destroy personal documents. Yeah, like those personal documents like yoga routines or Chelsea's wedding that cost $2 million. I mean, I know weddings cost a lot of money, but $2 million? And 33,000 emails?
Maybe she burned her medical records.
You know, that was Jason. I got to say, I'm feeling happy on this Friday. And it's free-for-all Friday. And this show runs as well as it does because of my producer, Jason. He is awesome. He does. I'm a rookie, as you many of you listeners know. And this guy makes the ship run tight and straight. So I thank you, Jason. And he's got a sense of humor, and I love it. And yes, so when you've got that much money and that much power, you can buy your medical records. You can burn your medical records. You can even keep an unsecure secret server in your basement and breach national security without any accountability, obviously. So because this is Free for All Friday, I want you guys to call in to 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, on 702-546-4790, 702-546-4790. And when we come back after this break, where are we going to go? We're going to go to another place called immigration and how tuberculosis is impacting our schools. Hey, if you're ready for Hillary, get ready for tuberculosis. We'll see you after the break.